So thank you very much. Yes, so I would like to thank again Ms. Pekenyuk for the presentation, especially for being here with us and to respond to questions and further elaborate. And also now we try to summarize the discussion under this agenda item. Yes, for this agenda items, I would propose that the task force thanks presenters and take note of the insight, example, good practices, experiences, and challenges shared by Ms. Masila Gilkarov and Mr. Pekenyuk, and also take notes of the subsequent task force discussion in relation to agenda item 3, including the highlighted achievement, good practices, challenges, and suggestions for improvement, and for the way, and also for the way forward. In addition, I would like to add some recollection of the key messages that have emerged through the discussion, and I would invite you to take note of them. And first of all, yes, we have seen public participation in a transboundary context is indeed complex and complicated by differing legal framework, languages, and cultural practices. And there is a need underlined in the presentation for harmonizing procedures and to overcome language barriers and raising awareness of public rights to be that are present, so to say. And indeed, without effective notification mechanism, communities in affected neighboring states might not even know that opportunities to participate exist. Also about the challenges, those include limited technical and financial resources, especially in countries with fewer institutional capacities, and also the variability of national laws and procedures over time could create inconsistencies and not a very clear legal framework, so to say. And there is also the issue of digital divides that can further restrict the NGO's role in facilitating inclusive participation. And yes, also it was suggested that in order to overcome these obstacles, and there is the need for proactive multilingual communication strategies, resource sharing, and supportive legal framework. And also on lessons learned emphasized, we have seen the importance of visual and narrative storytelling in the presentations that were put forward on the examples, and also the importance of targeted outreach and inclusive communication on complex topic, and also engaging youth. Again, it's very important, and it gives a very positive effect, and it helps leveraging digital tools as well. And also it was suggested that observers can be employed as intermediaries between public and private sectors when we have to discuss some projects or activities, and they could act as help to bridge the gap in the communication or in the in the way that the two subjects can interact, so to say. And also an aspect that is very important is trust that should be built through consistent and transparent process. And we need also efforts to ensure accessibility and empowerment even across the border. Maybe one aspect that is not strictly related to the public participation in transboundary context, but that emerged from the presentation more in general, is the adoption of the kind of foreign agent laws adopted in some countries that can establish burdensome requirements for NGOs to operate. These new laws grant state bodies the right to check on the internal affairs of the NGOs and could put the obligation to prepare number of reports to the state bodies. And the new regulations grant public authorities the right to request and inspect internal documents to participate in any internal activities of NGOs and to decide whether the activities of NGOs are in line with the objective of the establishment or not. That could so to say, I mean, the speakers were arguing that that could happen with this new law that were mainly created during the COVID era to overcome some problems specific to that time, but then maybe these problems are not yet anymore. So it was argued that we need to revert back to the previous practices. So last two points that I want to mention is that the task force should encourage parties to harmonize transboundary public participation procedures through bilateral agreements, ensuring timely notification, multilingual materials, and culturally sensitive outreach strategies. And the last one is that the task force could call on parties to invest in digital platforms that are accessible, inclusive, and widely disseminated to enable cross-border engagement while considering varying level of digital access. Thank you very much. Yes, I see the flag of Aarhus Eco Forum. You have the floor.